So
that's the school
board. That's the school board. Now let's move over to county board. The county board elections are interesting, and I'm sure that almost everyone listening to this has received some mailers in the mailbox or potentially little slips on the door. You're not allowed to, when you knock on someone's door and they're not home, you're not allowed to put that slip in the mailbox. That's a crime. So you put it by the door, next to the door, something like that. But you will probably have seen these. And there are two batches that I want to talk about. And this is one of the big distinctions, I think, between how the Republicans are involving themselves in the race and how the Democrats are involving themselves in the race.
Okay.
All right. So one, back in December, this is before the primaries. This is before even the signatures were due to get on the ballot. The Republican Party chose their candidates and gave each of them $400. So Adam Menka, running for school board, got $400. And then Bill Feehan, Dennis Jacobson, Roland Covert, a bunch of other people in this race got $400 back in December, December 4th. And you could actually go to the CFIS, Wisconsin Elections Commission ethics site, and you can download the report, because every party has to upload all of these reports every year.
So the Republican Party in general spent $6,400 on the county board race?
Correct.
Endorsing.
Not just endorsing, but financing the local race. Right? Okay. And that's not all. That's not all they've done.
On the flip side, do you do that?
We do, but we do not do that until the primaries are over. So there's a clear distinction between the two people running. So we do not get involved in signature collection. We do not get involved in the primaries. Now, this year, we were able to do our voting a little earlier because there were no primaries. But usually we have to endorse in March. We were able to endorse in February. So in mid-February, we had a vote on who to endorse. Only after our full membership votes and endorses someone, do we potentially help fund them, all right? So we do not help them get on the ballot. We don't help them win the primary or anything like that. We do help fund just like this, but the timing is significantly different. And I want to be real clear that I think that timing is important, because we are not giving money for people to win their primary or get on the ballot. When we give money, it's because there are two clear choices in the race, and one choice is clearly aligned with our values, and one choice is not.
So what you're saying is you're letting people decide if they want to run for county board.
We're letting people decide whether they want to run
for county
board.
And if they get on the ballot, that your group decides if you want to endorse them.
Correct.
Then you ask them to be endorsed.
And we do not endorse anyone that does not want to be endorsed.
And then after all of that, then you might give them $400?
Correct. Yes.
Is it $400?
I think two people got that much. Most people get less.
All right. So both parties are giving money to candidates.
Correct.
But the timing of which...
The timing of which is significantly different and important.
If there were two candidates that you liked in one district, mm-hmm. would you give them both money or neither money?
Neither.
Because there is a world here where you...
Oh, sure. Yeah. And that happens sometimes. And that's sometimes there are lots of districts where we don't endorse. And sometimes that's why.
Okay. So beyond the campaign funds.
So you've got So you've got back in December, the Republican Party giving $400. We won't know how much money they distributed to candidates in 2024, because that form is not due to CFIS yet. This is only money spent at the end of 2023.
Okay, right. Which is kind of weird, right? We should know right. where the money comes from before
we'll
vote.
In a couple more weeks before the actual election, but it's still very close. It's very tight. So we won't know exactly how much more money they spent, but this is just the money they spent on the 2024 board race in 2023.
Yep, okay. Right?
Now, that goes back to the flyers that you will have been getting in your mail or at your door, and they'll say something like, vote for blank. And they'll say, hey, we're gonna do these great things, blah, blah, blah. And if you've seen one of the flyers from the conservative side, you've seen all of them. Because basically what they did, they hired one graphic designer, they came up with one flyer, and they just switch out the names and photographs.
Yeah, the flyers are a little different, but yeah, you could see like the styling is
right. The
similar.
Styling is the same; it's all the same.
And do you have problems with the flyers themselves?
I don't have any problems with flyers themselves. I think they're fine.
Not
they're,
flyers themselves; these flyers.
These flyers. These flyers are great. They're like, hey, I am going to. These are the priorities. These are why I'm running. It says paid for by, and then like friends of X candidate. Because that's what you always do. You always like have an election committee and you name it like friends of your name if you're running. And
so you're talking about these blue and red flyers.
Yeah, like these, but like we'll talk about like the Bill Feehan one, a sensible problem solver. This was paid for by Friends for Bill Feehan, but the Republican Party donated to Friends of Bill Feehan.
Yeah, okay.
So that money funnels from the Republican Party into the personal committee for each of these candidates, and then they are able to spend money on these flyers, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, so those flyers you don't really have a problem with, but you have problems with some of the flyers.
But then there are other flyers.
Okay.
these are white. You almost certainly have gotten these. They're all over the place. And they say, your official conservative voter guide for county board. And it's got grades. It's got the conservative candidate is in green and has all A pluses yep. on all of these different issues. And then the more progressive candidate is in red and has all of these Fs.
It is funny because it's lowering property taxes, A plus for conservative candidate, F for other candidate.
Right.
Standing with law enforcement, A plus F. Serious answers for homelessness, A plus F. I mean, you got to think that the non-conservative candidate maybe got a C in one of these.
And so, and here is my big problem with these. And I want to see when you see, here's the thing. When you get one of these, like a conservative guide and whatever, and it's still talking about two candidates, but it's paid for by the Republican Party. It's not paid for by friends of the candidate. These are paid for directly from the Republican Party. And there are a couple of other problems here. Let's take the first one, adequate investments in roads, conservative person A plus, not conservative person F. There's no citation. There's no place where they receive these grades. There is no organization that looked at their voting record and said, hey, this person's not voting on our values. There is no explanation of how this person earned an F or an A plus. So all of these are just 100%. They look official, but they're 100% made up. They're just pulled out of the air, invented. Yeah. All right. And then another problem with these conservative voter guide forms, a lot of these conservatives have never served on the county board. They're new people running. How on earth can a new candidate have an A plus when they've never even served on the board? They have no voting record to judge.
Right.
Or the flip side, we've got some people who are running against conservative members who are on the board. These people who have never served on the board before are given Fs. How can you have an F in something that you have not participated in?
Right.
You have no voting record. It is a hugely dishonest way of talking to voters.
Yeah, it's like getting your report card and going, I failed algebra. I didn't even take algebra.
Right. Right. I didn't even take it. I was taking geometry,
right.
And apparently I failed algebra here, and that's a problem. So that means that you've got the kind of nicer, warmer, fuzzier things coming directly from the candidate, friends of Bill Fian, right?
Yeah.
Then you've got these conservative attack flyers coming not from the candidate, but from the Republican Party directly. And so it's a huge disconnect in terms of how things are happening.
Well, going back to it, because I want to just, and I know sometimes you don't like this, but I'll pick on you.
Right.
So you're funding some candidates. Do you guys send out flyers?
This cycle, we have sent out one flyer. And I will say it hits a conservative very hard. We sent out flyers to the district that Bill Fian lives in, reminding people that Bill Fian is an election denier and has lied quite often about Republican involvement in things that happen around town, lied about the insurrection, lied about January 6th, lied about why he was doing the fake electing vote. But that was very specific to that person.
Mm-hmm.
That was not about conservative versus progressive. It was about that Bill Fian is more dangerous than most in terms of being on the county board.
All right.
So the Democratic Party paid for that flyer. That is the only flyer that is coming from the Democrats this cycle. And again, that's largely because of how kind of partisan Bill Fian is and just how dangerous his anti-democratic views are. So we've also got over in District 24, all right, there's Kevin Hoyer, who has been on the county board for a long, long time. Kevin Hoyer, he's got a candidate running against him, Christy Tweed, and he sent out like an envelope letter to people and talked about it. And some of the things he talked about, hey, that's what he wanted to talk about.
This looks like a letter that he wrote too, right? Like this isn't
right,
a flyer.
This is not like a graphic.
This isn't something the Republican Party paid for. This looks like he maybe did it.
And most of it is fine. It has some troubling kind of, I don't want to call them lies, but misdirections. He talks a lot about highway funding. And there have also been calls, like phone calls to people about road funding from the county board. And there's this whole big thing going around from the conservative people that are like, the county board voted to cut $1 million from road budget. And that's how they're talking about it. And like this Kevin Hoyer thing kind of talks about it in kind of the same way. He says they voted twice against increased funding. The county board voted to increase the road budget by $2 million. Some of the conservatives wanted to spend another $1 million. So $3 million instead of a $3 million increase instead of a $2 million increase.
I think it's more than that.
We're going to use these numbers because these are the numbers that are the most talked about. Right. So $2 million increase in road funds. They wanted an additional $1 million increase. Conservatives on the board wanted this additional $1 million increase. But two things happened. They came back and said, if we spend $3 million on roads, it's going to hurt the county's bond rating because how much money we have is going to decrease, yep. and that's going to hurt our bond rating. That hurts our ability to borrow. That hurts our interest rates. We don't want to do that. And then the people that actually take that money to fix the roads, the companies that come in and take that money are like, we don't have the manpower or equipment to spend $3 million. We've got the manpower and equipment to spend about $2 million.
Yeah, I think, doesn't the county have its own highway department? They were like,
this is money that won't get spent. It won't be used.
I believe the county is spending $14 million on roads, which is like 300%. Right.
Well, and again, that's with a $2 million increase.
So when you say like we're spending $14 million on roads more than we've ever had, and the Republicans say we wanted to spend $15 million.
Right. So they're coming in, they wanted to spend $15 million. So they're coming out and saying that they cut funding to roads.
Right. Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it.
Right. When they talk about county leadership who voted twice against increasing funding, they voted twice against that extra million.
Right.
Which again, would have hurt the county's bond rating and
we
wouldn't have been able to spend it because we don't have the equipment or manpower to spend it. And then, and again, you've got a long list of priorities from the people. That's great. But then Kevin Hoyer comes in. How do I differ from my opponent? So let's look at some of the way he says the first line is, how am I different from my opponent? I am not handpicked by county leadership. Kevin Hoyer is on the county board of supervisors right now. He's been on there for years. He is county leadership. It doesn't make any sense. Like, he's coming out and saying, oh, I'm the outsider. No, he's on the county board. He's been on the county board. So why is he saying? He goes on, I value all life, not just lives that are convenient. And hey, if you want to bring pro-life reproductive choice into a county board race, seems like a weird idea to me, but I guess you can do that. So he's basically saying, I guess, that if he has the chance, he will stop abortion in La Crosse via the county board. And that's what that sentence means. That's what that sentence is. He talks about environmental stewardship, which is great, but also his opponent is very active with environmental stewardship. And so how can that be different if you're both really involved in environmental leadership?
Yeah, because and activism? These topics, again, are how I differ from
my opponent. Right, how I differ from my opponent.
Yeah.
It's not a difference to say I practice environmental stewardship when both of them do. That's not a difference.
Yeah.
And then again, he ends the list with, my opponent is handpicked by county leadership. I am not. He's on the board. He feels it's important to say this twice.
Okay, but what is he trying to say? Like, county leadership would be like Monica Cruz?
I think what he's trying to say is that the majority of people on the board. So in other words, if the majority of people on the county board are progressive, then that's the quote-unquote leadership he's talking about. But again, Kevin Hoyer is on the county board. He is leadership, and he's trying to play this, you know, oh, I'm an outsider.
Right, he's going against Christie, right?
He's going against Christie Tweed. And of course, Kevin Hoyer is a real weird thing because Kevin Hoyer is also like published in the La Crosse Tribune that he is moving outside of the district, or he's building a house outside of the district that's almost done. And so why is he running for a seat if he's going to have to move? And maybe he has a plan for that. I've got no idea, but he certainly hasn't mentioned that he has got a house outside of the district. It feels like he's trying to run so that he can win and then have a greater say in who gets a seat after him instead of letting the voters decide on it. So the Kevin Hoyer thing is really weird too.
The only issue I have that is you never know how long it takes to build a new house.
Sure, and maybe that's the plan.
But when he says my opponent is handpicked by county leadership, is he saying like progressives on the leadership had coerced Christy Tweed to run for county board?
I guess
so.
I mean, Christy ran last time. It's not like she's like being bullied into running.
Well, Christy Tweed's pretty political, right? Like, she's involved in the county board's politics. So I would say that she's probably her choice, not somebody else's choice.
Right.
It's just a weird accusation.
Right. So that is essentially the podcast that we have stronger than most times. This is, in terms of like county board elections, it's always been a little like this. It is a lot more like this than it has been. But the Republicans have really gone full bore on this kind of negative campaigning. And that's another thing. The Democrats are not involved in negative campaigning. And frankly, neither are the candidates we're aligned with.
I will say your Bilfian flyers would be.
And that's why I brought it up. Because, yes, it's possible you could say the Bilfian thing is negative campaigning. Although I maintain that when you vote to overturn the will of the voters in a national election, that you lose the right to be able to hide behind a nonpartisanship race.
Are you just pointing out facts that are negative?
Yes, right. I'm pointing out facts that are negative,
yeah,
but true.
Okay.
As he signed himself in the form that dismissed the case against him. Please pay attention to who's paying for these things, who's benefiting from negative campaigns, and which candidates are running campaigns talking about positive things that they want to accomplish in the community. Their answers to the questions, what they want to do in the board, and making your decision that way.
All right.
So, the La Crosse County Democratic Party meets the third Monday of every month at our office, 2318 State Road, right across the street from Javavino. Our website is laxdems.com. It's got information on everything you want to know about what's going on in the party. My email is chair@laxdems.com. I'm William Garcia. Have a great day.